From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It is the largest sewage spill in Los Angeles County in a decade. 2 million gallons of untreated sewage has fouled a swath of beach along the southern end of Santa Monica Bay, and it's causing problems for sanitation officials and a few beachfront homeowners. NPR's Ina Jaffe has more from Manhattan Beach, south of L.A.
A wave just broke on the ocean that some surfer probably would love to be riding on, but they can't now. These beaches are closed for miles, and right now Manhattan Beach, which is usually a broad strip of white sand with volleyball nets, is looking much more like a construction site.
The amount of sewage that got to the sea is not what we would normally consider a monumental spill, but it's in the hundreds of thousands of gallons.
Joe Haworth is a spokesman for the L.A. County Sanitation Department. Looking over the cleanup effort, he says what made this spill so bad is that it lasted about 14 hours before anyone was alerted. In addition to the pumps breaking down, the alarm system didn't work either. This spot on the beach, he says, was where a major manhole gave way under the pressure, becoming the major outflow for the spill.
That worked as a relief valve. In a way, it was kind of a blessing, because as a relief valve, the water came out in one location. We had a chance to control it by building a big impoundment out of sand, instead of it coming out of all the manholes.
All the manholes, that is, along the south end of Santa Monica Bay. The result, however, was a lake of untreated sewage 3 to 4 feet deep.
The neighbors here were standing out on their porches and going, "Whoa, what's that?"
The sewage spill affected relatively few homes. Mostly those were further south in Hermosa Beach. But here in Manhattan Beach, people were still concerned about the contamination of this beautiful stretch of coast. Kathy Clark, taking her morning walk on the Strand, was pretty upset.
Well, yeah. Not that I swim or spend a lot of time on the sand, but I have a problem with my beach being all polluted with sewage
and other things too gross to mention. A few blocks away, Sean Caffey was having breakfast at the local Yoke. He said the situation was frustrating personally, since he surfs around twice a week. But it's not just a personal issue.
This is like one of the most beautiful beaches in the world, and a big sewage spill reminds everybody that we're not in Hawaii or not in the tropics. We're in the biggest city in America almost.
According to Joe Haworth of the sanitation department, the beaches will probably be cleaned up and open to the public in a few days. Sean Caffey thinks it may be a few months before he goes back into the ocean around here. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Manhattan Beach.